Excuse me. May it please the court, counsel. My name is Jim McGow. I'm a CJA lawyer here on behalf of Anthony Miller out of the Southern District of Iowa. The issue really in this case is whether a fictitious crosswalk exists to justify the probable cause for the vehicle pullover. Statute at issue names a number of times or situations in which somebody needs to stop when there's a stop sign. Whether it's before a clearly marked line, that doesn't apply here. Whether it's before a marked crosswalk, which doesn't apply here. Or before the person comes into the intersection, which does apply here. The officer testified at the suppression hearing that there was no marked line, so we know that part of the statute doesn't apply. There was no crosswalk, so that part of the statute doesn't apply. And that the vehicle did not stop into the intersection. So the vehicle properly stopped before the intersection, but the officer pulled it over believing that it was a violation of the law if he stopped past the stop sign. Exhibits number 2 and 3, really there was only 3 exhibits in this case. One was the video from the officer's patrol vehicle. 2 and 3 were the pictures of the intersection.
Let me ask you, the one fact I wasn't sure of after, and the brief pretty carefully explained the prolongation issue, but I wasn't clear whether there was a sidewalk on the east side continuing along 16th Street, or whether the only sidewalk on the east side was the perpendicular sidewalk that heading to the park. As I understand, on the west side there was a sidewalk coming along 16th. And an extension to the street.
Yes.
And intersecting an 11th Street sidewalk heading toward the park.
Right.
And there was no, whatever there was on the east side, there was no little extension from the sidewalk going to the park over to the street.
Yes. And
you argue therefore there was nothing to hook up.
Yes.
My question, was there a sidewalk then continuing to the left if you're going
yes.
toward the park?
The answer is yes, Your Honor.
All right. So the only thing missing in the sidewalk configuration was the stub from the 11th Street sidewalk over to 11th Street on the east side.
I think that's correct if I understand your question, Your Honor. He's traveling on 11th Street headed north. 16th Street is the east-west street that's crossing. So the question is, where he stops on 11th Street, is he into a fictitious crosswalk or not?
Well, at that point, on his right,
there is a
stub.
Yes.
Heading to the street from the 11th Street sidewalk, a continuation of the 16th Street sidewalk.
That's 16th would go across, the sidewalk would go across 16th Street, and then there is a section that ends at 11th Street that would presumably go across 11th Street.
That's what the district court was prolonging.
Yes, but it doesn't.
There was no stub to hook up to, and my question was, yes, but was there a continuation, sidewalk continuing
On
16th Street.
Going north and south.
Further. Since I haven't ever been there, my directions are a little mixed.
Well, he's headed north.
Yeah.
He's headed north.
So continuing west on 16th Street, past 11th, is there a sidewalk?
No. There is a sidewalk that goes north and south, so parallel to 11th Street.
There's parallel walks to the...
And that continues on to 16th Street. You can see that on the video of exhibit number 1.
Yeah.
But there's nothing that goes that would link up to the west side sidewalk cutting across.
The sidewalk on the west is coming along 16th Street from whatever was east of there.
There's a sidewalk on the right.
Yes.
Right.
A sidewalk on the right that goes north and south.
I'm asking, is there a sidewalk? I understand there's no stub to the street.
Yes.
But is there a continuation of a 16th Street sidewalk going further west?
No. If I understand I would say no if I understand you correctly, Judge.
Is there a photo that would confirm that?
No photo. The exhibits 2 and exhibit 3 just, well, actually exhibit 2, this is facing west. So exhibit 2 shows us here in the top left-hand corner, this is the stop sign here. This is the north and south 11th Street where the defendant stops. There's a sidewalk here, so this would be on the west side. And then here on the east side, the sidewalk is only going north and south. So
because the photo doesn't show what the area I'm asking about.
It doesn't.
And there's nothing.
The video does. Exhibit number one. The video does because the officer follows and you can see the full intersection on exhibit number one. I think 22 seconds to 27 seconds is the time that the defendant is making that turn, and the officer follows him through that turn. So I think if you focus on that section of the video, you'll see that. And I would agree that there is a north and south on both sides, east and west side of 11th Street, north and south, there's a sidewalk that ends both at the south side and on the north side of 16th Street. But we disagree that there's any sidewalk continuation that runs east and west across 11th Street.
To me, the district court is clearly right if there is that continuation. It's a more interesting prolongation question if there's not.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed it doesn't clarify it in the brief.
And that was the question that I think we're really asking. Let's say that, imagine for a moment that the crosswalk was marked exactly where the government argues that the fictitious crosswalk is. We know that, I think it's to the right, there is a sidewalk.
Yes.
We know that there's nothing
to the left.
Yeah. Is it to the left? Okay.
Yes.
All right. So it goes to the left. And then I get to the point where there's nothing that carries it on kind of into the irregular curb cut. You know, like under the ADA, they'd have all the little ramps, right? Then if you cross the street where the other side is, there clearly is no kind of ramp or connection, because that's what you're arguing. The question is there a sidewalk that continues off in that direction, right? And if the answer is yes, well, then all we're missing is that little stub that Judge Loken is talking about. If there is no sidewalk, then I've got this question. I know under North Dakota law that wherever there's a roadway, there's an easement granted for foot traffic parallel to the roadway. Does Iowa have such a law?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't believe so. And it's possible that I'm misunderstanding the court's question, because the government argues that he stopped into the intersection that would run east and west along 11th Street where he stops. And not only is there not a cutout on the right-hand side that would continue the sidewalk on the left-hand side, that sidewalk runs parallel to the vehicle, and the one on the left-hand side runs perpendicular to the vehicle. Okay. So not only is there not a continuation of those two sidewalks, but if an individual is going to walk from the right-hand side where the vehicle is across 11th Street to the left-hand side where there is a sidewalk, the person's going to have to walk across a grass median. There's a grass median there. Step off of a curb. There's no cutout there where it should link up. Mm-hmm. So clearly, that is not the situation north and south, but that is the situation east and west where the vehicle stops. So since everybody's presumed to know the law, then the question is, for a reasonable motorist, what is the law? The law is if there's a line, stop behind the line. If there's a crosswalk, stop behind the crosswalk. If those two don't exist, stop before you get into the intersection. And there's no question in the record, the officer testified, he stopped before he went into the intersection. And the unpublished case that the state relies upon in saying, well, there's this Missouri case out there, the Gray case, where it's a similar issue. That issue, that case is different because in that case, the person stopped 4 feet into the intersection. That doesn't apply here. So really the question is there, and when you look at that language, when the crosswalk is defined, okay, and it says the prolongation or the continuation of or connection of, quote, lateral lines, plural. There are no lateral lines on both sides. There's a lateral line on the driver's left-hand side, which would be the west. There is not a lateral line on the right-hand side. So it doesn't talk about any perpendicular sidewalks. it talks about clearly lateral lines of sidewalk or any portion distinctly indicated for pedestrian crossing. No evidence that there's anything here for pedestrian crossing, and no indication that there's, quote, lateral lines. I'd like to reserve the rest of the time, if I have any left, for rebuttal. Thank you.
Ms. Sedman?
May it please the court. Mr. McGow. My name is Shelley Sudman, Assistant United States Attorney with the Southern District of Iowa, representing the United States of America. In this case, the district court ruled that the officer did not violate the Fourth Amendment rights of the appellant, who was the passenger of a vehicle that was stopped for a traffic violation.
Well, let's get right to what we're talking about.
Okay.
I infer from your failure of your brief to clarify the point that there isn't a continuation of the sidewalk along 16th. Is that right?
Basically, the traffic, what you are asking of Mr. McGow is there's a sidewalk along 16th Street on the west side where the sidewalk abuts up to the intersection. There is no sidewalk that's on the east side of the intersection.
Beyond 11th Street.
Beyond 11th Street going
east. The brief talks about, this is a residential neighborhood, implying that there are sidewalks everywhere. But now you're telling us there is in fact. No sidewalk to be prolonged.
There is no sidewalk that proceeds along 16th Street, but there is a sidewalk that proceeds along 11th Street, and that is a residential neighborhood.
The crosswalk doesn't hook up to, it doesn't make an H. That's not the purpose of a crosswalk.
The purpose of the crosswalk, though, is for pedestrian traffic, and if there is a sidewalk on the west side of the street.
Tell me one thing physical at this intersection that would suggest to pedestrians that they're encouraged to cross 11th Street there.
Well, if you were on the 16th Street and your house is on the east side of 11th Street.
Physical signal light. One way in which the highway department has told the public this is a place to cross 11th Street.
The place to cross 11th Street is because on the left side there is that portion of the sidewalk that abuts up to the intersection, which gives a pedestrian the belief that they can walk across that section of the street to get to.
Wait a minute. Are you shifting back to the west side?
Right,
on the east side, the only thing there is, you're telling, is a north-south sidewalk into the park. They don't need to cross to get to that one because they've got the same sidewalk on the west side, right?
Well,
both,
if they want
both
to.
Both sides of the street have a sidewalk into the park. For the park lovers, nobody has to cross 11th Street.
Right, but this is a very large park. There's a softball field, there's swings, and.
What?
Well, pedestrians should have the opportunity to cross.
What does that have to do with whether this is a crosswalk?
Well, because at that point on the west side of 11th Street, there is indication that a pedestrian would be able to travel across that street. Just because there's a section of right-of-way that's grass instead of a cutout doesn't mean that a pedestrian cannot cross at that intersection.
Well, no, but that's not what the legislature had in mind in defining crosswalk.
Well, Your Honor, I would...
cross in the middle of streets all the time.
Well, and you probably could get a ticket for that.
That's right.
But if you look at Iowa Code Section 321.16...
You could get a ticket for crossing in this one because it's not a crosswalk, had the officer been so inclined.
Well, if you look at 321.116, which describes crosswalks, if you look at what it says the portion of the roadway ordinarily including... Ordinarily is a key word within the prolongation or the connection of the lateral lines. When we're interpreting these code sections, words are important. It doesn't say and. It doesn't say prolongation and connection. It says prolongation or connection of the lateral lines of the sidewalk at the intersection. And the district court, based on that language of prolongation or connection, found that a sidewalk could be prolongated across that intersection.
I read the district court's analysis to be based on prolongation. I
which would create not in the I would disagree with the word fictitious. It's unmarked, and if you look at that same code section 321.116, it crosswalks can be marked or unmarked, and then it goes on to talk about this prolongation across the intersection to where the southern side of that sidewalk intersected with the stop sign. And if that the court found that to be the case, and based then found that the driver of this vehicle stopped past the crosswalk and was in violation of Iowa Code Section 321.322, which at the first opportunity must stop at prior to entering a crosswalk if there is a marked or unmarked crosswalk. But even if the court rules that the driver didn't actually violate this law, I would refer you then to the second grounds that the judge upheld this, the district court upheld this traffic stop, which is that a mistake of the officer doesn't necessarily violate the Fourth Amendment.
I have an important question on that.
Okay.
I need you to cite me a case where this objectively reasonable alternative ground has been applied to a stop that was clearly pretextual. In other words, a case that extends Wren that far.
The government would disagree that this is a pretextual stop.
But no, there's no finding as to that.
Well,
I think it's pretty clear what would have been the finding.
Regardless, if there is an objective, if there is a traffic violation, that would apply.
You're saying it doesn't matter. Now, this alternative argument, it doesn't matter that there was a violation.
If.
And that's not Wren.
That's
now,
not.
Now you're into an area of pretextual stops where I don't think the law has gone yet.
This was a uniform officer. The government would disagree it's a pretextual stop, but based on United States versus Martin, could an objective, reasonable officer form reasonable suspicion based on the same facts and circumstances that this officer had? And this officer was in a residential neighborhood following a vehicle that was traveling north on 11th Street when he approached the stop sign.
I don't have a case that point to my question.
Correct, but the government disagrees that this was a pretextual stop.
Objectively reasonable analysis in lieu of, because a finding couldn't be made of an actual violation, saved the day for the government, even though without an inquiry as to whether the stop was pretextual and therefore an actual violation should be required.
No, but there are several cases that were cited in both of our briefs that talk about, for minor traffic violations, the issue is, was it objectionably reasonable regardless of whether the actual violation occurred? United States versus Martin was a brake light. United States versus Gray was a stop sign. United States versus Sanders was a red lens on a taillight. And United States versus Walker was a windshield.
If that's ever been analyzed, because I think it's a serious question.
One of the things that struck me, and maybe I just misunderstood the briefing while I was reading it, it strikes me that originally this officer says, didn't stop at the stop sign, right? Is that true?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, if the officer had just stuck to the didn't stop at the stop sign, and I think that's a violation of Iowa law, and it turns out he's just uninformed, that's not a violation of Iowa law, but he just believed that reasonably and said, well, geez, I thought that was the law, you know, and so I made the stop. And by the way, he then turned without using his turn signal, which is another violation of Iowa law, but it can't be primarily enforced. Now I've got a mistaken belief that here's been a violation, so I do with the secondary enforcement. There's like no problem here at all. The problem becomes when the officer comes up with alternative reality number two that says fictitious crosswalk, right?
No.
Why not?
Because
it strikes me that this crosswalk thing becomes really complicated because there's no continuation of any sidewalk. I was told there is no pedestrian right-of-way that exists under Iowa law. And so all of a sudden, you know, really under the law, what's likely to happen if you're on the other side of the street is you got to cross to the park side, cross again, cross back, right? Now, it may be inconvenient, but that may be where the established crosswalks are.
Well, the government would disagree because there is that that little section that would indicate a pedestrian can cross that street from the west side to the east side of the street. And from the officer's vantage point, when he saw this violation, so if you look at what the code section
it says. It doesn't trouble you at all, though, that the officer comes up with opinion two.
But from
from a legal standpoint, I get it. But just from a the factual universe that we're living in, I mean, what's the point of saying I've made my stop for reason A and then all of a sudden changing it to be reason B and pointing to a statute? Rather than can anybody ever admit they just made a real genuine mistake?
But by the driver stopping past the stop sign, he was in this crosswalk. Based on his vantage point of where the sidewalk was.
Did the officer initially say that? Didn't the officer initially say he stopped in front of the stop sign and never actually said he was into the roadway? And, of course, the other side says he was never in the roadway.
Correct. Yes. He does say past the stop sign, but when you evaluate the code section of 321.322 and then what crosswalk means, it does show that the driver is in the crosswalk. Which is past the stop sign, which is why the officer said that he stopped him in the first place. And basically, the district court found the officer credible and found that the officer was had an objective reason to stop him based on that code section violation. I'm out of time. Thank you.
I'll give you a minute for rebuttal if you.
Thank you. So, in answer to the government's point, if the government's right in this case that you can just draw a crosswalk, if there's no indication that the two sidewalks are supposed to line up, then the rest of the statute in issue is superfluous. Because since the statute sets forth here are four places that you're supposed to stop if the previous one, two, or three don't exist, if the government can just come in any time and just draw a fictitious crosswalk and say, well, since there was on one side, even though there was wasn't a continuation on the other side, then that creates a crosswalk, then the rest of the statute means nothing, and it's kind of silly then for the rest of the statute to even exist if you can always create this fake crosswalk. On that secondary reason.
It would still have meaning if there hadn't been the stub on the west side.
That's true. I can't account for the stub on the west side. It's strange that it doesn't hook up on the other side. It's there.
I think that's where the government's hanging on for dear life.
But you got to step across grass. You got to step across median. On that secondary issue on the turn signal, I think the officer at page 27 clearly says, hey, I'm not saying he didn't use his turn signal for 100 feet. So that really shouldn't be a reason at all that saves any of this. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Interesting issue. It's been well argued. We'll take it under advisement.